This is Scott Wells for Scott's Spotcast. I'm here with Tom Vorjahan at the Winter Carnival of Magic in Pigeon Forge on the final day. Actually, it's not the final day. It's the morning after.
It would be called the morning after. And I don't mind telling you, you look a little rough.
Well, the morning after is really not a bad thing in this case because we did have just such a wonderful soiree, you know, at the Winter Carnival this year with hundreds of people who were here. What was the highlight for you? By the way, Tom Vorjahan is one of the co-chairmen of the Winter Carnival, the 37th Carnival.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was one of the highlights, or a few of the highlights you kind of saw here?
I see very little because I'm running around all the time. So
I guess that's true. When you're behind the scenes, you see nothing. What have you heard? Let me put it that way.
Well, you know, as my forte is close-up magic, and I think we really pulled a close-up show that was out of this world.
Tell them who was on the
Carol board. Baker from Columbus, who's a fantastic restaurant magician. Doc Eason, David Acker, and of course Rick Merrill, which is one of my heroes. The creativity and everything that was in that room was just phenomenal.
And all those guys lectured also, you know, over here. So that kind of exposed, you know, taught us how to do their stuff then, too. It's pretty cool.
You know, that's the crazy thing about magic. We'll all put stuff down on a DVD or...
Yeah.
And you can learn everybody's everything, and they don't care. And it's... but as you get into
it's a sharing of the fraternity. I prefer to look at it as a fellowship of magicians that we and a brotherhood that we like to share with one another make money off each other.
Well, yeah, but I know that there's magicians out there that will just take what they see and do it word for word, and there's other ones that will go, that's a great idea. I wonder what would happen if I did it with a pool cue instead.
Yeah.
You know, and off you go.
Just kind of thinking off out of the box a lot.
But we had good attendance. We had great attendance. We had happy people. So that's the other highlight to me, is just everybody being happy when they leave. They may not have liked every act. They may not have liked every lecture. But when Stephen Bargatze comes up to me last night and he goes, hey, you've got to give us some downtime. I'm thinking that's a great compliment.
It is like a machine gun.
Pack a lunch, Stephen. I don't care if you eat.
Yeah, it's like we were taking a drink from a fire hose. You know, goodness, there was just so much coming at us and so many cool things. Now, the complexion of Pigeon Forge has been changing over the last several years and is continuing to. It seems almost like a miniature Branson, Missouri over here.
Yeah, we call it Little Branson.
Do you call? Yeah. Well, there you go. I can certainly see that. Well, anyhow, Tom, I thank you very much for your time over here on this.
Well, we are glad you came, Scott. What a fun! You've been a friend for many years, and it was a hoot to have you here on the show again. It's not your first trip, and I'm just glad that it's not actually a blizzard. We are having sleet. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Yeah, thanks for providing that little service.
Yeah, don't think it won't be another decade and a half before we have you back.
Let's hope not. I'd like to be back sometime soon.
Very cool.
Thanks again. So for now, Scotty out.